Blog Talk Radio.
The process of that door that said, that count me in, and I think this is a larger base of people to help educate them to what exactly is the campaign, the strategy, the tactics and activities. So what would be helpful to me is to have a document,
mm-hmm.
a website or something
mm-hmm.
that I can start pointing people to for education. Because I'm just, you've been doing this for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just connecting with
you. Right.
I knew nothing about it
right.
before days ago.
Yes.
So I really need to be brought up to speed. And so at some point, maybe you and I could talk
mm-hmm.
So I could be brought up to speed. Because I'm an experienced organizer. I've been doing this for 50 years. Started out with Nick in 1965-66. I'm ready to work the plan. I just need to know what the plan is.
Yes,
ma'am. So, if you could set up a time, I've emailed you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could just get together, because Brother Cedric called me, and we talked, and I'll be in Philly for sure
mm-hmm.
in April. I'll be there for the April 20th for sure.
Okay.
And so I can kind of plan how we're going to connect
mm-hmm,
and what
mm-hmm.
is actual work. That's what I need to know so that I can put it into work that I'm already doing. So that was the kind of question
okay.
That I was asking.
Okay.
I'm ready to go to work.
Yes, ma'am. We hear it. Good thanks.
She has actually voiced my own mindset. I too just turned 70 years old, and I too have arrived at this. So I'm ready to go to work, and I need to connect with the sister because I have family there in your area.
All right. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you mean Fayetteville, Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, that is wonderful because it's up road deep. I think Empress Chief, you can put us together, right?
You know I will. You know I will. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. See, this is the groundwork things that we have been talking about because we are planning a tour starting the end of January. We'll be coming to various cities to get things set up. But again, right after the holiday season, which will be ending in a few days, we'll start sending out that information that you need with the mission and other kinds of things. Again, we decided to wait until after the season, give people the opportunity to, you know, do what they do, and then afterwards we will be ready to go. So you will definitely, by the end of the week, you'll have some hard documents that shows what it is we're talking about, what some of the, you know, short-term goals, what some of the long-term goals, et cetera. Again, you know, we have been working on it for quite a while and an extensive amount of research on this whole, not just genocide in itself, but again, you know, the various issues. And that's why the people that we reached out to at this point are people that I don't want to sound like I'm being selective, but I'm being selective. meaning, you know, we reached out to people that we know have a history or have, you know, shown a level of commitment and things of that nature. So, you know, we're just asking that you bear with us another week at the most, because, you know, again, we're kind of meeting on one-on-one with various people that we know do certain work, have been doing certain work, and we're connecting some of that first so that we've built somewhat of an internal nucleus to some degree. And so strategically, we needed to do that. We needed to connect with some of our elders. We needed to connect with some of the youth. You know, this was all done in a very intentional kind of manner. And that's why that call last night was incredible. And by the way, family, for those who didn't hear it, you can go online to our website and www.blogtalkradio.com/EmpressChief and hear most of the program, because it did go over, so it stops recording after a certain time, but you'll be able to hear most of it. We had Sister Pam Africa, Sister Teresa that's on the line now, and also Sister Betty Davis, who joined us from New York. Also, Ralph Poinier was on as well, and Brother Cedric joined us, Sister Liz. That thing was so powerful, though, because one of the things that was said without a doubt was that what we are doing and the way we are doing it, it is inclusive in that we want to work with whomever, but we made it very clear that people who are not of African descent will have no control over any of this. That was made explicitly clear, you see. And I think the waters was tested a little bit indirectly, because and we understood that because we were talking about Mumia. So, of course, when we talk about our political prisoners, it is all inclusive in terms of, you know, because you have so many different groups and so forth and so on. And we know that and we understand that and we work with that and we respect that. But we also had to make it clear that this particular project, while it includes all of our political prisoners and anything else that is relevant to us as a people, the voices that represent this, the decisions that are made, the whatever else that we're talking about that is, deals with the operational stuff, it will not have a whole bunch of other stuff going on with it. We made that clear, you see. And so, we welcome, we strive to be as unified as possible, and we look forward to allies. But, you know, allies understand that they're allies, you see. And that's the way we're presenting it. And so, again, this groundwork that we've established, people, you know, have to know that this is what it is. This is the purpose, but this is also the methodology. This is also the ideology, for lack of a better terminology. And so, again, we follow in the footsteps, the patterns of those who have come before us in such a way that we're very clear. We're talking about our people. Particular project is not about anyone else, no other group, nothing. Unapologetically, it's 400 years, which will be observed next year by the entire country. 400 years of documented enslavement. So that's an argument that no one else can have, and we are not going to try to. Not for this particular project. Maybe some other things, but not this one. And lastly, we made it very clear that this project is not about the rights of women. It's not about the rights of people with lifestyle selections. None of that. This is about the murder, rape, atrocities, etc., inflicted upon a people because of your melanatedness, period. And all that goes with that, period. So we tell people we appreciate whatever you wish to do or however you wish to be involved, but this is, you know, what it is really about. And if that's not something you don't feel comfortable, or you don't feel comfortable with that, we understand. Because if you go online, you will see other We Charge Genocide projects. But ours is We Charge Genocide 21, because we're in the 21st century, we have 21 issues that we're bringing forward, and we got 21 plus demands. So we differentiate from anything else that's out there. So, you know, that program last night, I think, put it in perspective. Would you all agree that that was on?
Absolutely.
Yes, it did.
Okay, this is Sister Liz.
Hey, Sister Liz.
Truly honored to be a part of this grief coalition. And I'm also honored to be among my elders, because, of course, I think I'm the youngest one on this phone right now, and I'm only 50 years ago, I was just two. So, you know, the idea is there.
Right.
Right, I was just two. So, you know, I appreciate and applaud and thank everyone who has been in the trenches and doing this work to step before, you know, someone like me to come on board and continue to carry this work on. Right. So I'm here to boots on the ground, a part of the MWN, Million Black Women Rising. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
All right. Someone else to it. Thank you, Sister Liz. Someone else I think I heard in the background. Okay. I thought I did. Okay, cool.
Don't follow me, laughing out loud.
Oh, okay. Okay. The other thing I think that was made very clear last night, and that is the real strength of the Black woman. And again, that wasn't our intention to do that like that last night, but it happened. Those sisters that was on that line last night was just, I mean, everyone talked about it. But in the spirit that it was in, it was clear, you see. And even the brothers, you know, Brother Segler, he did join us, but even brothers, additionally, they were like, what? I mean, brother, I told the brother down, they were like, whoa, that was just awesome. They loved it. So we know that, again, with what we're doing, et cetera, we're definitely not only on the right track, we're doing what we're supposed to. Someone just joined us?
And I apologize, sisters, because it appears that I didn't know that I was being heard.
Oh.
I was the one, I guess I was the one that irritated the ideology of the activity tonight, because I was the one that texted the sisters. I responded on how I think that we need to eliminate as opposed to just charge. And my reasoning for saying such wasn't disrespectful.
Okay.
It was just based upon the fact that I myself and those around me, we are in a different kind of mold, and we want to eliminate as opposed to just the charge.
Okay.
And I say that out of pure respect. And to the sisterhood, I know that the reason why I refer to Nearly Fuller is because I think we need to look at this thing from a systematic perspective, like the various systems that are operating inside of America and on the planet Earth. And we know that economics, education, health, and housing are very important for the human family, but we know that we've been deprived, those of us who you are talking about and who I've heard you talk about tonight,
mm-hmm.
non-immigrant Black,
mm-hmm.
and how we are impacted by this the filth that goes on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I humbly and respectfully say to everybody, before we could do anything, we got to be educated. I don't care if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, you got to go to school enough to get that proficiency
mm-hmm.
in that kind of sphere of understanding. And when we look at education, I know here in the state of Florida, I called y'all from Palm Beach County, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is Brother Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I attack everything that tries to attack us here educationally. And right now we have a so-called African-American superintendent. We have the Florida law in place that says that they miseducated us. We have those laws that you're talking about, the 400-year commemoration.
Mm-hmm.
We got the other executive order that was just passed by Donald Trump, whether we like him or not, about 30 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the thing, the look at that we can really stabilize ourselves and really look at some real sustainable opportunities in this very critical time in our development. And I don't never say that from disrespect. I say that because I understand the process and the system of slavery that has caused us to think these different ways and these different approaches that we have when we look at our problem. But I can assure you that when I text you earlier, everything that I said to you was from the deepest state of humility, and I really want to try to be a part of whatever it is that your sisters are doing. But here's a Florida statute. If you simply have a pen or you type or whatever you do.
Well, can we hold that for one moment, brother, because we have other things that we want to kind of get to. We're going to come back to you, but I want to also say it's not just us sisters. Even though this is spearheaded by the Million Woman March, because we are recognized historically as the largest gathering in the world of any women, and it is definitely Black women, we have taken this opportunity to take the lead on this, but only in the context of being able to, we're the mothers, so we should be able to connect all of the children.
Absolutely.
In that context.
Absolutely.
But this is not a women's thing, or to be more specific, this is not a Black women's thing. This specific project is about and for all of us. We're not dealing with any division of gender in this at all. So let's be real clear about it. I just want to make sure that people understand that, because we're not going to let them try to play us with that, because we know that they will try. And I appreciate very much what you said, my brother. And I didn't take it as being disrespectful, but at the same time, I have to say this, because the spirit that I am is to say the stuff that most won't, you see. And I catch a lot of flack for that, but it's okay. I'm built like that. So here's the point. And may I ask what your age is, or around what your age is?
I'm six.
Okay. Okay, so we have a few sisters that are on that are older than you. So to think that some do not know and understand greats like Neely Fuller, Frances Cress Welsing, Dr. Richard Wright, Amos Wilson, Nathan Hare, Julia Hare, to think that some do not know and understand and have read and researched and embraced these works, and in that have now applied it to something that doesn't just talk about, here's what the problem is, this is what has happened, we now got that one. We understand, we don't understand it all, but the purpose is, after years and years of talking about what the problems are, and then I'm going to go back with you with this question, because if you have a plan of action that you want to bring in that is indeed strategic, practical, progressive, and ready, we down with it. But that's what it's got to be. It's got to be a plan of real action that has substance, that has some actual formation, because that's what we're bringing.
Okay. As a team player and understanding the team position that we're trying to foster ourselves into, I ask you to look at Florida Statute 1003.428. All right? And this is where the state of Florida has admitted that they miseducated everybody that was in the educational process in the state of Florida. But we haven't examined it from an Afrocentric perspective.
Okay.
And what we're doing here in Palm Beach County, and I'm one of the leaders in the county effort, is that I'm attached to the state, I'm attached to the to other places. I don't have to answer that, but it's Florida Statute 1003.428. And this talks about how they must include the knowledge of us in every realm of understanding.
Okay.
Across all disciplines and all subject matters.
Okay.
Every sphere of human endeavor, we've been deprived of the opportunity to represent ourselves, and we have that opportunity.
Okay, so this is what we've done.
One last thing.
Okay.
No, there's one last thing.
Okay.
I have a website called The Third Eye.
Okay.
And the third is called thirdeye.net, right? And this is something just come off this October, and it's a sincere attempt to try to bring some closure to the multitude of complex problems that are plaguing.
Okay, wonderful. So let me first say this. There will be an Indaba next year for 3 days, Indaba in the context of a summit. We invite you to bring your information to share with us whatever it is you wish to share. Anyone that wants to bring information, that wants to hold a workshop, that wants to hold a forum or whatever, they will have the opportunity to do so. Now, my suggestion would be to really be more effective is that you send me the documents that you're referring to. And then that way I can also make certain that those in my circle are able to critique it. Secondly, again, these things are going to be done by state. So each state and within the cities, they're going to have their own cadres, because they had the responsibility to bring in the information from their state, community, et cetera, as it applies to the 21 issues. So rather than, you know, someone saying to us, well, this is what you should look at and this is what you should do and all that, we say, cool, set up the commission or the committee in your city. In your committee or for your cadre, we have a list of things that we're asking each committee or task force to do. And within that, you do that in the structure based on your community. And then we bring all of the communities together come August, give their reports that in 1999, we had 10,000 people that were incarcerated, that in 20, bring the information, but we have to present, we have to formulate it and present it in a manner whereby it is tight, it is clear, it is concise, and everyone can examine it accordingly, and then the next sessions would indicate this is what we've gotten from it, this is what we put together as a result of that, we've extracted from this to put with that. That's what we're doing and how we're doing it. So we invite you to bring whatever information that you want to share. And the people, the brothers and the sisters in your community, we want them involved in whatever way possible. But there is kind of a format that we're asking people to adhere to. Lastly, my question is this. Do you have an independent institution in your city that you are involved in?
Absolutely. And what, I happen to see that.
What's the name of it?
And the person that is genuinely concerned with that kind of reality.
Okay.
That's the reason why I have such an organization.
Okay.
And it's called the thirdeye.net. And my name is Brother Carl. I'm also a radio talk show host. I'm also on the mayor of West Palm Beach, African American Advisory College. Several different hats to that wear. But I'm also, most of all, I am truly in love with the well-being of our family.
Okay.
And I thank God for allowing us the opportunity to have this kind of fellowship. I thank all the spirit that I'm receiving. I really and truly thank you from the deepest state of humility.
And we thank and love you. And we thank and love you, brother. And with that said, may I ask, will you and your group be able to or willing to invite us to come to your city to begin to have some form of forums or discussions? Because before we begin to ask people to sign a petition, we are going into the communities to educate our people about what human rights are. You know, the various things that we're talking about, we want to be able to bring that into the communities. So I'm assuming when you say you have an institution there, in that city, you have a building or a location that you meet at regularly?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
I live about 2 miles from Mar-a-Lago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So-called
where the President of the United States, Donald Trump, home is located. And I reside inside of Palm Beach County, which is the same county that I have here in the state of Florida. But I also have, before all of this kind of Trump and all this other stuff that happened, I've always loved our family, and particularly this year, for whatever reason, the Creator has had me on this planet. I'm here now to help in any kind of meaningful way that I can to assist you and any other individual that is serious about helping the non-immigrant black community in the bounds of North America.
Good, thanks. Okay. Well, I'm going to yield to the floor and ask if there's any of our family that's listening that has a comment or a question for the brother. And brother, the thing I'd like to leave you with on my end is please email me your information to nationalmwm@aol.com. I'll also text it to you so you'll have it in a written form.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and then that way we can begin.
So I'm still old school. I still like flip phone.
Okay.
I know it's crazy, but I also like to give people awareness that I'm caught in that kind of paradigm.
Okay,
so
no problem.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Be a pleasure. I'm sorry. The floor is yours. Go ahead. Is Sister Liz, is that?
Sister Elmer here.
Yes.
From Peoria. I'd like to know, what is the deadline for submission of the call for papers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you are asking for persons wanting to present at the summit. And also, I want to have you, Sister Empress T, to remember June 28th and 29th. I want to have you here in Florida.
Okay. All right. Well, we will.
If you're available.
Oh, I'm available. I mean, listen, the mission right now is whatever, wherever, however. And so I love travel. We love travel. There's Sister Liz and Sister Gabrielle and Sister Angela. We all love to travel, so we're there. But between me and them, we're there, wherever. So, and that's the mission.
For submission of your call for papers, for a presentation at the summit.
Okay. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I can say this, that the website, the estimated time for the website is due to go up on January the 23rd. Now, you all, of course, will know before then certain, you know, specifics about various things. You will know that, but I just don't have it in front of me at the moment. But the website is scheduled to go up on or thereabouts January 23rd, and again, that date was selected for a specific reason. And so, but between now and then, you will be getting other written information about specifics. Again, we're still waiting to hear back from the New York people, you know, in terms of the permits or whatever other documents we have to provide for them, because there is a three-day conference / summit / Indaba that is being planned. I think for those who weren't on previously, we have two locations we're looking at, and that's the John Jay School of Justice, Criminal Justice, I think it's called, or something like that. But anyway, so we are waiting to confirm everything with them before we start putting out a whole lot more information. And then the other location is Columbia University, the law school, to host something, and that again is because that is the university that Paul Robeson graduated from. Given the fact that the United Nations is in New York, what we're doing as our kickoff on that level will be in New York. And I can convey to everyone, because it's kind of already leaked out anyway, we're looking to do the three-day Indaba, which will be strategy sessions, workshops, reports, et cetera. And on the Friday night, we're looking at, because it'll start on a Wednesday, and by the way, it's August, Black August. It's also around the time of Nat Turner's Rebellion. It's also around the time of the Haitian Revolution. We selected things very carefully. So the Friday night, it's a projection for a concert, in a major concert, because we know people like big names and stuff for whatever reason. And then on Saturday, it's a mass rally and assembly. and the location that is being selected, and that's why we are waiting to work out some of the dynamics. We're waiting for Brother Bob Brown to get back. He's just coming back in from Africa. He's going to help us in certain areas that he's very familiar with because he secured stuff, I guess, whenever it was. I think I forget when it was, but he was the one that secured some stuff for a big, you know, rally and stuff. At any rate, that would be on Saturday. And so that would be the mass rally, possible march, because it's a location in New York that, you know, people are saying we should be there and then go over to Central Park, which is the site that is being selected for the actual mass rally and concert. Central Park is selected, of course, because it's a clear demonstration of gentrification in the 1800s, because that was, in fact, a black town, you see, and it was cleaned out by the New York, official government, and they turned that place into the first park, man-made park of its type. But that was initially a black town with more than 300 black people residing there. And they resided there because during the 1800s, when it became time that our men were able to vote, the conditions for them being able to vote was, of course, they had to live in a location that they could prove they had that they had at least X amount of dollars as an asset. And so they selected that location where they bought property, had businesses, and so forth. And when the people saw, meaning the other people, when they saw that our people were prospering, doing well, independently, on our own, they then issued eminent domain, and they had to leave. So when we talk about gentrification today, oh, let's show a clear example of what it has been and is today. So we're going to be right there saying we charge genocide. Okay? Yep. So, my brother, we will text you very shortly the email address and look forward to getting whatever information you'd like to share with us, and we will certainly disseminate it accordingly. In the meantime, my dear sister Eleanor, I will either call you or text or email you the date. Once I get access to it, I will send that to you directly and, you know, make sure you have that information that you need.
Can I say this as a uncle, as a brother, as a father, as a man, or just a boy, or whatever? I truly respect the idea of your sisters trying to create a womb that would bring forth from male children and female children that would have their mind, that would give us life and give us more abundantly. I really do truly appreciate that. But I also am cautious of the fact that I've been given as a male responsibility to create that environment. And in doing so, there's a lot more different realities that I have to deal with than what sisters have to deal with, because we have to recognize the fact that we are at war, and we're at war for our very lives and the future of African or non-immigrant blacks here in America in the future. And I understand that, and I just love you, sister, for having that kind of concern, because when I talk on my radio broadcast, I can't find that kind of female voices that has that kind of understanding, the skill set, the love and respect that is justified to do to us as a people. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to stay on the road that you're on. And when you see brothers like myself, we're not the ones that are on television, and we're not the ones that are in the media. We're some brothers that we're the unseen army, but we're here, and we're present, and we encourage you, sisters, to continue to do it, God and Tom. And when I say God, I'm talking about our ancestors gave you the spirits to do it, and don't be afraid. Because we're with
you. Well, my brother, again,
let me also. also let the listening audience know that we're at war too.
That's
true. And it was nothing but the grace of God that I wasn't in my office when they shot up my office for standing for the rights of children in school here in my city when I was working with the United Franklin Peoria in 1970. So, you know, I know that my brother, let me just say this, my brother, last words that said to me, Mark said to me on Thanksgiving Day, a week before he was killed, he said, I know that they're not going to let me live for the things that I do.
Mm.
But I'm doing it for the children. And he looked at my daughter and my nephew, my sister's son. But I want to say to you, we still do not have accurate figures to document the deaths, the lives that were permanently altered, the people that had to go underground, those that were falsely imprisoned, and some had nervous breakdowns and never came back to be effective anymore. So we all have been in this war, and the enemy doesn't care whether he takes a woman victim or a man victim, really. But I think that in recent times, they may be focusing more on the men. But believe me, brother, we take our licks, but we stand.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, too, knowing that you're there.
But I'm telling you, in warfare, and there were three things that they promised not to keep. The so-called American Negro, when they decided to set us free, which was economics, warfare, and mating. And let me tell you something about the warfare. It's so critical that men were traditionally, I mean, you got things have changed, but traditionally the evil ones have always come in male form. And it takes a man to deal with a man, just like it takes a man to raise a boy, raise a male child. And I understand, two sisters, I understand and respect that the second person that has the testosterone is you. But I also understand the role that God gave us as men in which we must play at this very critical juncture in our evolutionary development. And I'm not coming at you, sisters, in no kind of way of divisive. I believe that God is multiplication and addition. And I believe that the devil is subtraction and division.
Yeah.
I'm not with none of that foolishness.
Right.
I love you so very much that I'm willing to give my life for you right now. For you. And whatever y'all do, I just want you to know that Palm Beach County, Florida, which is South, when you think about slavery in the South, we're about as far south as you can go because we identified as South Florida, right? And I want you all to know that there are some spirits of our fathers here that are walking this earth at this present time, and we're here to prepare, and we're prepared to assist you in any way.
We say Ashe, and I just want to add to that, my brother, again, we thank you and appreciate you, and we're going to connect you with some other brothers. See, the beautiful thing about this is we have brothers that are connected to this. In fact, we're looking forward to talking to our dear brother Bilal Suni Ali very soon. We have brothers that they just haven't said anything just yet, but they will be. You best believe. We do have some who have said something, Brother Cedric, Brother Darryl. There are several others, and we're going to connect you with the brothers. But I'm going to say this again very candidly. Last year was our 20-year anniversary, and we put out for a whole year, for an entire year, we asked our brothers, could you please just come out and support us for that day? That's all, that day. Or do something, anything to support, you see. And I'm not going to go into what the result of that was. So when I hear these things about how we're with you and we support and all of that, again, it's wonderful. We appreciate it. But I can tell you what I know from experience, because I've seen it. Lastly, The fact that we just talked about this last night, that there were two black women who just in the past few weeks died while in the custody of so-called law enforcement. One was a grandmother, and she got caught up in there only because, and only was only there for a couple of weeks, I think, but she could not post the $300 bail that was needed and ended up dying in there. Then a black woman in her 30s with two children, pregnant, dies while in custody. Now, this has just been this past 2 to 3 weeks. I ain't heard an organization yet say nothing on the national level. But see, the...
That makes us male. And when I say man, I'm not just talking about the male, I'm talking about the female that's with her, the woman. And let us try to make an attempt tonight, start tonight, because everybody right now is preparing themselves for the so-called drop thing.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Expectations.
Exactly.
While we ask ancestors to assist us from a serious perspective starting right now, and ask them to move us forward in a respectful, honorable way, so that the year 2019 would be like no other year that was presented on the planet.
I was born in being.
Okay. Well, this is.
Just say our prayer aloud.
No, we're not doing that. No. So, with that said, with all due respect, okay, we have been on these calls now for a few months. And what we try to do is this. We make it very clear that whatever one wants to do, they should go ahead and do that. But these calls are really about the work, because we're already clear. Some of us connect with our ancestors every day. You see, but the point is, we don't want to impede or not. We don't want to impose. That's the word. Forgive me. We don't want to impose anything on anyone. Now, if the group decides that, well, on this day at this time, this is what we're going to do. By all means, any of the group can do that. You can plan it at any time. But when we do these calls. These calls are for the purpose of you all connecting, meeting one another, finding more out about each other because you're going to be working together and so forth. Anything beyond, anything other than that, that's not the purpose of these calls. We are the living example of every positive spiritual thing in the universe.
Can I say this last thing? I'll leave you alone. We have in the structure of America, we have an army, a navy, Air Force, Marine, Navy, SEAL, we have FBI, CIA, and all of them are supposed to be working for the development of the interests of America. I know that those of us who have been captured and brought into this hostile environment, we need those same kind of apparatus in place in order to have some kind of real structure inside of ourselves to defend ourselves.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
And we have a plan for that.
Also, can I say this last
thing? Mm-hmm.
I love y'all. I'm with y'all.
Thank you.
I'm just listening.
All right. Thank you, my brother. And what I will do definitely is have some of the brothers, particularly those that are very serious and have the experience in certain things that you discussed, including defense, self-defense. We will connect you with some of them. And so that you way, the brothers, y'all, if that's what you want to deal and talk about and deal with, by all means, you are welcome to do so. We hope that you will. But we will connect you with some of the brothers that we know are definitely capable, willing to do those things. There are sisters on this line that have been connected with such brothers. And so... I don't know if you heard Sister Eleanor, speak of her own brother who was murdered with Chairman Fred in Chicago. So some of the people that we have already connected with, gotten commitments from, they are on board and they're ready to go and they're going to bring in their expertise. But this is what we're saying to people, bring in what you want to bring in. But do understand that if you have a plan of action, we want to bring it together as best as possible. But be real clear about the fact that people are not going to come in, bring their agenda, and bring their plan, and then think that's what we're following. That's not happening. We put a lot of time and energy and effort in this. We've reached out to people for many years now to build, to connect, and so forth. And so at this stage of the game and at this point in time, we are now executing the actions that have been developed for the past 20 years. Along with other folks. We had, like I said, we had Sister Pam on last night. We got Sister Eleanor on tonight. We have Sister Teresa on, and they all have their own area of expertise, and they all bring, and Brother Cedric was on, they all bring something in, but they bring it into something that's there. Okay? Any more comments or questions? Y'all getting too quiet. Okay. There you go. And that's what we're talking about. Let's get to work. Okay, family, as the brother just said, and he's definitely correct, people are still in, you know, the season. And that's what we said earlier, that we wanted to, you know, respect that and recognize that and not, you know, try to get people too, you know, focused on what we're talking about at this time. So we just, again, wanted to kind of get folks acquainted with one another. We have several states that have been represented thus far. And so by the end of the week, people will begin to get documents, other information for your review, critique it, write your suggestions or your comments or whatever, because we're going to get ready to go and move this thing forward. I can only say at this point, we suggest that those who are not familiar with We Charge Genocide in terms of the document, we are strongly suggesting that folks at least review or peruse that document, We Charge Genocide. If you don't or if you're not able to get access to it, we have it in a PDF file that we can send to you, okay, to review. You know, it's important that we're able to talk about the historical significance, et cetera, as it pertains to that document and the work that went with it. So, again, we will be providing information of suggested resource information or books or whatever that we think, you know, would be good for folks to know and to read and to pass on to others. And we ask you the same thing. Like the brother said, he suggests that people are familiar with Neely Fuller, Baba Neely Fuller, my apologies. And so, you know, we agree, and we're going to be responsible enough to develop a book list or some other kinds of articles and things that people, we feel that our people that are working with us might want to look at. So these things are definitely things that are duly noted, and, you know, we're not trying to dismiss anything that is of value. So, you know, we want you to know that you know, we want to hear what your suggestions are all across the board, because this is a project that is a protracted struggle. But we do anticipate, as the sister indicated, by 2025, we need to report back to our people and give them a report that is going to really lift their spirits and everything up. We've got to do that. We've got to show some victories now. So with that said, I'm going to go to you all for your closing thoughts. And, again, you will get, if I don't have your email address already, I think I do have everyone that's on right now, you'll be getting your information by the end of the week. If there's anything else that someone wants to share, by all means, please do. Okay, let the sister, she was getting ready to start. Go ahead, no, sister.
Go ahead, brother.
What I'm doing in the city in which I operate, there are a lot of nonprofit organizations that say that they are supporting us, making some kind of advantage for our people. I've been requesting the details on that kind of activity.
Okay.
Like if you have the NAACP, the Urban League,
yes,
United Way, or any of these other programs, the city may have some kind of specific way to assist us and make us some kind of human reality. Movement forward, we need to know exactly where those things are located, who exactly are performing those things, how much they're paying them, and all of those other things that people are making money. People are making money on those things that they are helping the high-risk children and the this and the that. But on that Third Eye website, I have a survey that I'm requesting from the people inside of Palm Beach County to give me that kind of information so that hopefully we might be able to structure some kind of real way. Because, you know, most of the time when you ask people, you say, where are some real stuff that's going forward for African Americans? Tell me right now so I can get in my car and I can go. Don't call them. Just let me go and let me see some advancement. We can't find that kind of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And through this survey, we're trying to find if there are some pockets of success
mm-hmm.
that we might not be privy of, but we don't know until we ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all have some influence from other areas inside of the United States, man, throw that stuff down here on Palm Beach County because I need some help because of this request for our information.
Mm-hmm.
People don't usually want to give it to me. And I'm going to have to fight for it, but I'm willing to go through that fight. I need your help. All right.
Okay. Well, that's why we need each other's help, my brother. And every city, every community has issues of the various things that you talked about in one way or another. That's why by having this type of thing that we have, this project, this tool, we will be able to put some of these things together in a way where it can really work, it can be very productive, but it has to be in a coordinated kind of manner. Every city needs help in one thing or another. Philadelphia now, I don't know if you all have heard, but Philadelphia is now reaching a level of murders that it hasn't reached since 10 years ago. That's how, I mean, the murders have increased that much, and we knew that was going to happen because that's the projection. We understand what's going on the national level, like Chicago was considered to be the murder capital. Well, that's getting ready to shift to some other cities. We know that. The point is this, to be organized, as Baba Kwame often said, organize, organize, organize. That was one of his mantras. We heard our elders. So this is just not conversation for us now. This is strategic tactics that's getting ready to be applied. And I'll say this, and I'm proud to say it, and on January the 12th, we will have a special program on our radio program saluting Dr. Khalid Muhammad, you see, because, again, good, better, and different than some other things, it was one thing that was absolutely clear, you see, and we're not afraid to say that. So my point is that for me to have been able to engage or in have an interaction with him as one of his national advisors when he was doing the planning for one of his major events, I'm very comfortable with strong black men, as many of our sisters are, and our brothers are that are serious, are able to deal with strong black women, we really look forward to working with them. But my point is really this. There is a National Black Human Rights Committee or commission that is being assembled. We're asking that in our communities that you have your city or your state, whichever one that'll work better, a Black Human Rights Commission or committee or cadre or coalition, whatever you prefer. But it needs to have that name because strategically it connects us to the other things that need to happen to make the other stuff happen. Because we're fighting within the terrain of these principalities that are within our cities and communities. With what? We're fighting them on their turf, all across the board for the most part. We have to bring in some other elements. That's obvious. We've learned that. We see it. So we're doing it. This is not a conversation. As it was indicated, this is the decade for African people. So what are African people in the U.S.? What's the plan for that? That by the end of 2024, black folks, Africans in North America can say, this is what we're doing, this is what we're going to do, this is what we will do collectively. Where's the plan of action to put that in place on a national level? We got it, or at least some part of it. And then that way, my brother, whatever you're saying that is happening in your community here in Philly, I'm writing a book called The New Philadelphia Negro that's going to show the model of Negroes all over the country. You see, because it needs to be understood what has happened to us in our communities with the sellouts. But that's another topic. That's another topic. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but y'all, listen. Yo, it's coming. So, okay, I'm sorry. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, he said the list.
I just want to make clear. Now, I know people were asking about sending their information in on what, you know, their bio, their information, to be a part of the summit. And I know you said that you want to wait until the actual clearance.
Well, really more so until the website. I want to wait until the website goes up, which is estimated January 23rd.
Okay.
But I mean, but for those who we are interacting with now and the consistency of that, of course, you know, they will know.
Right.
Prior to that. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Yes, this is Gabrielle, and I just believe that this is a way to honor our ancestors, because with every new name that we're forced to swallow, and not to mention those who are killed by police and never make the headlines or appear on our social media timelines, it adds an unbearable weight and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the pathways that are suggested by the current justice system, they offer no hope of rest. They're just really old logics wrapped up in new politically correct rhetoric and fancy technology, and there's no legitimate mechanism for pointing to the source of the violence that tells us and what it is that tells us that violating our bodies does not count, that our safety doesn't matter, and it's a narrative that goes back to the enslavement of our people. History, the black clothes and the lynching and rape of black bodies is spectacle of port export, and this system has since functioned to uphold hierarchies and justify criminalization and police punishment, and we're in a perpetual state of crisis that cannot be fixed for this system. So this is so very vitally important that we come with this new thinking of how safety can be achieved for us, and how we can, the power can be shifted from them to us, and our struggle for justice demands so much more than a single indictment. It can't be litigated, it can't be legislated or brought into existence, and there's no amount of money that can make up for the lives of human dignity lost. And instead, if we are to truly honor the magnitude of injustice, we must commit ourselves to nothing less than a complete transformation of society. And I believe that that's what this we're here to do, because as I said earlier, we owe it to ourselves to build a world in which we as a whole can come forward and leave a positive legacy for our future generations.
Ashe. Thank you, sister. Okay, anyone else? We're going to close out. Do you have a closing comment or statement or thought or anything?
I love y'all.
We love you too, brother. We love you too. All right, family. Well, again, we thank all of you. And again, you will be getting, I guess, a notice. Let's see, the first is Tuesday. Either Wednesday or Thursday, you will get your next notices about calls, et cetera. But definitely by the end of the week, you will certainly be getting some, you know, some insight into some specifics about what some things are, what the projections are, et cetera. You will definitely be getting that by the end of the week. So I thank all of you again. This has been another wonderful dialogue, and we are looking so forward to the developments and certainly the accomplishments that we know is in our midst, and also the victories that definitely is awaiting us. Because that's what it's really about, to fulfill. You know, we've heard the expression deferred dreams, and so as a raven in the sun. And so, you know, we have a saying now that we say we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones that have been predicted, that have been prophesied. We are part of those ones. There's more to come, of course, but for right here, right now, we're the ones. And this is not a this is all generational. That's another beautiful thing about it. See, in a lot of things you hear people talk about the youth, or you talk about, you know, the women or the men or the, you know, whoever. We talk about everybody. That the brother said, we are at war. Many of us have known that for quite a while, but now the point is, what are we going to do about it? And so we've come up with what we're going to do about it to the best of our ability. And with that said, when you're in a war, all hands on deck. You see, that ain't got nothing to do with your age beyond a certain point. Had nothing to do with, you know, who you're praying to. I mean, to do, but the bottom line is, when you're in the war, it's about surviving, winning, etc. There's some point that's where it's at. And with what's going on with our people right now, that's where it's at. So a lot of this other stuff, this is not the place for that. We have other things we'll connect people to do certain things, because we believe in a holistic approach and interaction, and we know that's necessary. But I'm just saying, for right here, right now, this is very clear. And it will stay that way. Anyway, family, thank you again. And, you know, again, blessings to you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful coming in of the, whatever you want to call it, new time, new year, whatever. But, you know, we are certainly looking forward to a new day and then some. All right. So, again, I bid all of you peace and justice.
Empress, I just want to let you know that I'll be back in Philadelphia no later than Saturday.
Okay, cool. We're meeting over at Sister Liz's at 6 o'clock at the Action United building for one of our first community strategy sessions. Did I send you that?
I'm not sure, because I really had to shut everything down.
Okay.
I just had to cut everything off for a minute.
Okay,
no
problem.
I had so much going on. I had so much coming on, so I want to go through my emails.
Okay, if not, it's okay. I'll resend it. But we're meeting over there at 6 o'clock to begin, you know, formulating the committee here and working on some additional strategies. And then again on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then we already have sessions scheduled for next. Even the additional ones for this January coming, but we also have some coming for February as well. We'll be at the Spirit First Cafe two times for January as well. So those four meetings are already scheduled for in the community. Two of them are teach-ins. So that means we're doing speak-outs and teach-ins, so that those in the community that want to know more about human rights or civil rights or the Universal Declaration of Human Rights or what have you, they literally will be able to, you know, have a session that will help to get them acclimated to these words, these concepts, and so forth. So, again, that's happening this Thursday at 6 and then Saturday at 3. Okay.
Black power.
All right. Black power, my brother. Okay. Give thanks. I'm sorry, say it again.
hear me? This is Sister Sheila.
Hey, Sister Sheila, where were you? I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, I was falling asleep. I apologize. I was tired.
That's okay.
You guys, your voices were so soothing. I knew you were taking care of everything, so I apologize.
No problem. We thank you for taking the time to join us. And just so that everyone knows, Sister Sheila will be dealing with one of our task forces that deals with the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. That is just one of her areas of specialty that is really her actual passion, even though her expertise educationally is, you know, in other arenas, which we'll tell you more about later. But the one that we will be working with her specifically as it focuses on what we're dealing with just getting reports and other kinds of information, she will be working with us on that. She has a foundation that is to honor her daughter, who was murdered at the age of 21, unfortunately by a male that she was seeing at the time. And she has been working since then to provide prevention, education, and other kinds of information to the community at large, but of course specifically for our women and girls. And so MWM is committed in supporting in whatever way possible, and we want to do this with any group, whatever, and that's what this is about. Sister Teresa, we're going to be working with her group, promoting it, and that's what we're talking about. So while, yes, it's We Charge Genocide, we have some specific things that are relevant to that. This is also about connecting to other groups, organizations, and brothers and sisters, period. If you ain't in an organization and you're doing work, you need support, okay, we need to know. But it's got to be about self-determination. It's got to be about the Black consciousness that we recognize in the spirit of Malcolm X and others. It's got to be that kind of thing for the most part. So thank you, Sister Sheila. And Sister Liz and I will be talking with you later this week to talk about the other project that we want to focus on. But just let us know when you're available to do that.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any more questions, comments before we close out? Okay. Well, again, I encourage everyone, if there's a mantra or a saying or something that from time to time or that someone wishes to share and you would like others to share with that, we are open to those types of things as well in the future. Anything that's going to be motivational, inspirational, help people to keep focused, we want to know what it is. And I'm going to give one tonight, and that is a lucha continua. The struggle continues.
Can I say a prayer?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, we're not doing. No, not tonight. No, sorry.
No, it was just a call of the ancestors and asked them to assist us in a certain manner. And what I thought about when you were talking was just a prayer.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna yield to the. I'm gonna go to the floor. Okay. If the family says yes, then I'll submit.
My sister and my brother, respectfully, I have my way that I pray.
Thank
and
you.
I don't engage otherwise.
Yes.
I'm committed to the struggle, but my religious position is something that is, personal. It's very important to me.
Right. And
I am a Christian, and I don't, you know what I mean, I don't compromise on it, but, you know, I'm committed to this particular struggle.
Right.
But, no, I don't think that we should dilute
what is being done.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
And when you're a Christian, you also understand it. I don't even go with a Christian.
I won't go there. I will not go there.
Exactly.
I won't do that.
Right.
This is why we don't do that.
There you go.
Right.
And that's pretty
and,
much.
And you know what Malcolm said in the bottle, in the vote or the ballot or the vote? He said, I'm going to bring, put my religion personal. He says, because I got Muslims, I got Christians, I got everybody else in here. He says, the second we start talking about religion, you know, we're going to have differences.
Mm-hmm.
He says, right, keep on our common goal. And our common goal is the freedom of our people.
That's right.
In the ballot or the vote.
There we are.
Okay,
so the consensus is pretty much what I had hoped it would be, but again, I wanted to be as flexible as possible because, you know, over the years people have said I was somewhat, let's see, what did they say I was? I don't know. But, so,
no, it doesn't, but, you know, I try when I can. I try when I can. So, you know, with that, I just wanted to, you know, try to extend.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I just was going to ask you to call on people asking to make an announcement. So if you could put me on the spot, or when you're ready to call on me, it'll take less than 2 minutes. It'll take less than a minute, actually.
Okay.
But when you call on me, I will speak. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we pretty much have the consensus that we need. And this is pretty much the way we want things to go in that our focus is what it is. The various other things that can happen, the groups can decide to do whatever. But for the most part, when it comes to these various sessions of building, of organizing, mobilizing, and strategizing, it is to bring your A game. Whatever your belief system is, let's transform all of that into the actual work. Let the work demonstrate whatever it is you believe, the approach that we're going. And it sounds like that was the, you know, one of the best selections of what it is that we are doing. So with that said, again, family, thank you all so very, very much. And as I said, I just wanted to close out with a phrase or just a few words, and that was a Luther. Excuse me? Yes, ma'am.
Make an announcement.
Go ahead. Understand.
Project Farm.org, and we want to
for the work we've been talking about tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
My kind of concrete contribution to how we go forward. Because I will say, sisters and brothers, I must say I have a rather low tolerance for things that kind of get off topic. And so on the
yes.
It's why I joined it.
That's
and I'm willing to listen. And I do have my own work, and I'm trying to link it up.
Yes.
To the cafeteria. The only way I can do that, the only way I can do the work without killing myself.
Yes.
I can't stop my work to do another thing. I have to connect my work with the thing, and I would say it's inextricably linked.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
The virtue of us fighting for our freedom.
Yes.
So I just want to be real clear about that. And I'm sorry, maybe I took. But at any rate, Sister Empress, I really think we need to talk and have that one-on-one conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I got you my phone number.
Okay.
So please do call me.
I swear I will.
Whenever you can, so we can talk about this a little bit more.
Absolutely. I will do. Thank you, Sister. I definitely will do that before the week is out. We will have our one-on-one, and I understand quite well, and you know, right at this point, as all of us are, we are of course allowing you know, various types of things at this point in time. But again, I can assure everyone, and those that know me somewhat, you know that I'm relatively no nonsense after a certain point as well. And again, that, you know, that it made me quite unpopular, but it's okay because I'm used to it now. I've accepted it and I'm good with it. It's all right. But as we proceed, the dialogue and the work ethic and the focuses will be quite on point because we do appreciate everyone's time. We know that most of our people that understand, overstand, whichever you prefer, what's going on, are doing other things. And we don't want to take up any of the time that is not going to be applied in the manner that is necessary. So please know that. Please know that, okay? All right, family, thank you again, and, you know, continue in the mode that you are in, as I know you shall, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Peace to you all. Okay, we just did our telephone conference call, family, that you were able to hear. We ended up transferring some of the dialogue over to our radio broadcast because some of our people were unfortunately not able to get into the telephone conference call link. And so we ended up having to bring some of our other you know, some of our other communication networks to this format, meaning our radio program. So this is what you just heard. You heard our telephone conference call that was specifically focused on the We Charge Genocide 21 project that is now in effect. And, again, we wanted to bring that to the radio format because there were some problems with the telephone format that we had initially put in place. So with that said, family, we want to thank you all again, and we are going to, of course, hear you, see you, or what have you on Thursday for those of you who are in Philly, and also on Saturday. And, of course, our regular radio broadcast will be on Saturday, regular time at 10:30. So until then, we're going to close this session out. We thank you all for being on this kind of impromptu segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And again, if you would like more information about the work that we are doing, we certainly invite you to do so by calling 267-636-3802 or emailing nationalmwm@aol.com. Until next time, we say Pamoja Tutashinda, together we shall win. And happy, happy Kwanzaa, and certainly this incoming new year. Peace to you all.